This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
Going to the celebrity hotline right now to talk to him on the day that his new song comes out on iTunes. American Idol runner-up Adam Lambert. Hey, good morning. This is Dana and Jason.
So, well, Dana, let me get Adam on the line. Hold on 1 second.
Amazing.
Yeah. Dana, let me try him one more time. Hold on 1 second.
He didn't want to do it anymore.
He's like, I've heard of this, Jason. He's scary. I can't help it. He's good looking. If he wasn't good looking, I would back off. Things I did with that Rolling Stones cover.
Oof. I do think this is probably happening because he heard who he was talking to.
Probably. Well, we can't reach him. Sorry.
This has never happened. We can't get in touch. So...
Dana, I have Adam.
Oh, you do? Good. Adam, we thought you backed out of this interview because you had heard about us.
No. What would I have heard?
Bad things.
That I was going to stalk you.
Really? No. I mean, already it's such a good first impression already.
Well, because my first thought when I heard that maybe we would get Adam Lambert on the day the new single Ghost Town is released, I was like, oh my God, I have a vision for this interview.
Oh no.
Do you want to know? I have a vision.
Say no.
Okay. Jason is basically an embarrassment to the community.
I'm sorry.
And I was thinking.
What did you do?
Well,
what did you do?
What didn't he do?
It's true. I'm wearing sweats and mom shoes right now and a slim belt.
Well, strike one.
Boom. That's,
and two and three. And I was just thinking, if you could give some charitable style tips to a man who wants to be fabulous.
Yeah. Well, my first question, Adam, is how do you get your eyebrows so on fleek? That's a real question.
That it, he means it.
You know, they literally grow out of my head at quite an angle. I don't know how it happens.
Shut up. Everyone hates you.
Wait a minute. But wait. Is this embarrassing to the gay community? A man who goes for threading in a mall kiosk.
He just
laughs. I think maybe it depends on the mall.
Okay, perfect. This mall has a Walmart in it.
I will ask one question as well about, and this is more just because I think you could improve my style as a straight woman. Could you recommend brand of makeup of choice?
You know what? I've hung up a lot of those makeup brushes, I gotta say. I was pretty heavy on the base and the eyeliner there for a couple years.
Yeah. For full coverage. And I mean, I don't blame you. All I want is better coverage. And you know how to work the eyeliner. Let me just recommend one. If you're not going to give me a tip, I'll tell you.
He doesn't care.
Well, wait. Have you heard about Urban Decay's heavy metal liner?
No. That sounds cool.
Poor Adam.
It's glitter liner.
Adam is going to, like, he's a natural homosexual now. You leave him alone.
If you need it, they have it at Ulta. But, okay, so the fact that we get to talk to you on the day your new single comes out, because you've just been nonstop. When did the Queen tour end?
Got back at the end of February, and then I had finishing touches to put on my album.
Right.
And, man, it was so fun. It was unbelievable.
What has been the peak for you so far with all the experiences you had? If you could pick one experience, would it be touring with Queen?
That has to be probably the biggest honor, I would say. I mean, and I had a blast doing it. I mean, not only was it like a big career move, but I really enjoyed myself. I think that and getting a Grammy nomination were probably the two big highlights so far.
Does it far surpass what you could have ever imagined for yourself, or were you somebody that always dreamed of on that caliber?
It has far surpassed. I mean, I always wanted to be in the arts, and I always wanted to be an entertainer, but I didn't know how far any of this was going to take me, and at 27, when I auditioned for Idol, I thought, yeah, right, this is a long shot.
Right, yeah.
And it worked out really well, so I'm glad I took the chance.
What are you meditating on over
there? I'm just thinking of his career and how hard it must have been.
Why?
Because I remember his Idol days, and everyone was like, what's his sexuality? What's his sexuality?
Yeah, right.
And then, boom, he gets a Rolling Stone cover, and he's like, yeah, I'm gay, suck it. And I'm like cheering in the background, like, go you, Adam, for all of us. Yeah. And now every other pop singer is coming out as gay.
I know.
Do you feel like, because I really honestly believe, Adam, that you put like a sexuality to homosexuality that was never there before in public light. They were always asexual gay men who were just fun, but you added this sense of, I can sing about my lover who happens to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you have people like Sam Smith laying it all out there. Do you feel like you laid that roadwork because of your career?
Well, I mean, I think when I started, there wasn't a lot you know, out there in the mainstream. So it was definitely kind of like a new area to venture into, I think.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was kind of trial and error because there wasn't a blueprint for me. So I kind of was like very carefully trying to kind of express myself. But, you know, there was bound to be some missteps and bound to be some people that didn't understand. But I think that we're in a better place now. I mean, in the last 5 years, you're right. Like, a lot of other artists are more comfortable, and I think the media has done a really good job of kind of explaining to people what it's all about, how we're all different types of people. And so I think there's more diversity within it now as well, which is great.
There has been a lot of progression, but I do remember it being such a big deal that you came out and you were honest. Did you feel like, I really can't proceed any other way but with the truth? Is that why you felt like you had to be honest?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I was out of the closet at 18, so
right.
I always laugh when people say, oh, you came out after Idol. I'm like, I was out, you know?
I was out then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always been out. So it's interesting, too, because the irony is that I think a lot of people, there were a lot of people that had, like, stuff that they need to learn about it, but there were a lot of people that didn't care. And actually, you know, and I'm not pointing fingers, but the media, y'all included, the media actually make a bigger deal out of it than a lot of people that I've interacted with. And I think that they needed to in order to progress people's minds a little bit, but the media loved it. They're the ones that
beat
it up.
They love a good game, man.
A good one.
Just a good one. That's why I'm not loved.
I was just wondering, because you've been out since you were 18. Then you did Idol at, what did you say, 27? Did they allude to, maybe you should just maybe not say anything about it and let everyone...
But they also never talked about it. It was just, it didn't...
Right.
I didn't think twice about it because no one asked me anything. I mean, we didn't... There was nothing to talk about because it had no bearing on anything that I was doing on the show.
Well, that's interesting. I just wasn't... And you know what? It's true. It's like... And Jason and I talk about this a lot. It's like, yeah, you happen to be gay, but your sexual identity isn't you. You are so much more than that. It's a part of you. But it's like, why are you talking about your sexual identity on American Idol, but no one else's? It wasn't necessary.
I think if I had had, like, maybe if I had had, like, a long-term partner at the time or something, that would have come up. But I was single as hell, so...
You're single as hell. Right.
Well, do you think... Now with this latest album, you're like more putting down your gay picket and you're just like, listen, we're all inclusive. It just so happens that I am homosexual, but I'm just like you. You live and breathe heterosexuality. I live and breathe homosexuality.
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, I think I'm kind of singing about the same universal things that I've been singing about the whole time. I think that everybody else has calmed down about it. You know, again, it's like I'm very happy and comfortable to respond to any questions or like anybody's ideas about what it is or what it isn't. But I feel like I've just been doing the same thing the whole time as far as how I approach it. It's just everybody else around me that either sensationalized it or just made it a non-issue.
If anybody has a misperception of you, you know, none of us really know you, but what would you want to leave us with an impression?
Well, I mean, I think it's fun because, you know, coming off of a show like Idol, like, it, you know, it's a bit pageanty, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's a TV show, you know, so everybody that goes on a show like that is being like their best self and smiling and saying the right thing and going like, okay, vote for me. But what's really interesting is that when all of that kind of clears away, you're left with a real person. And a lot of the music on this album, on the original High, including Ghost Town, isn't super smiley, I'm saying the right thing, you know, please like me, please like me. It's more honest. It's more about real things that we all go through. And it's personal. It's about my life. It's about the ups and the downs, but it's about everyone. So I hope that when people hear the music, they can relate to it, because I think we've all had moments that we're either not proud of or things that we want to fix or change about ourselves, or we're living in some sort of memory that, from the past, that we wish we could recreate in the present. I mean, those themes are all on the album, so I think they're very real.
I'm loving this. I just wanted him to join us.
I know. Wait, stop trying to replace me.
I know he's better than I am. It's been so much fun. I know. It's been so nice talking to you, because I just feel like it was a real conversation and not interviewy, so that was good.
It's true. Oh, and I know you're single as hell, so...
You're not.
I know, but I just felt like...
I know, that's enough.
Okay.
Anyway, Adam Lambert, and the single is out today.
We gotta fix it. What, you say you're wearing house slippers, I think that's the first step.
Well, you can sculpt me any way you want.
Oh, God.
I'm your clay. You are the clay master.
Stop it.
By the way, you can find me at jasononbli@gmail.com.
Stop.
Jason with a Y, Adam. Jason with a Y.
Adam, you're so wonderful. The single's out today. It's called Ghost Town. It's available on iTunes right now.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks for checking it out.
Of course. Take care, Adam.
Bye.
Bye.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.